Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears off and running with you here on this Tuesday morning, April the 13th, 2021, 14 and a half minutes past the hour. And I have to tell you that I greet you this morning with about 4 hours sleep. Now, I hope there were 4 hours sleep last night, but that's about all I got last night, was about 4 hours sleep. Now, I'm going to fill you in on this momentarily, on why I only had 4 hours sleep, but at this point, I think I am functioning fairly nicely with only 4 hours sleep. Now, before we get into that or anything else of that nature, what I want to do is I want to finish a conversation we were having yesterday, because I thought it was a good conversation and a conversation worth having. And also, I hope everybody can hear us fine because, as we talked about yesterday, our antenna was fixed and we are now broadcasting at the proper power as of Saturday night. So we certainly do appreciate that and all of the strides that went into making that possible. And we hope we sound good. You know, I listened to one of the replays yesterday, and I think we did sound pretty good. Now, I've got to tell you, though, yesterday we did have a little issue around, must have been around 6:30 last night, with the sound on the board. One of the sliders was left up, one of the pots was left up, and it was causing a feedback. You know, nothing is working properly as of late. For whatever reason, nothing is working right on. So one of the pots was left up last night, and it caused a screeching noise for about an hour and a half last night until I was able to get over here to fix it. And I thought, well, and here's the thing. I'm not sure what happened, but somehow, I don't know if the computer was reacting or the sound was reacting to that loud screeching noise, but the volume on the station got turned down, way down, because when I woke up this morning, I thought, boy, the station sounds kind of dim. It sounds like it's coming in clear, but it's just coming in very dim. And I thought, well, I wonder why the station is coming in so dim. And when I got here, I realized that the volume was almost next to nothing. So that probably was the reason. But I wanted, before I get into my little spiel at, I'll probably do it at some point this morning because we've got the full 2 hour broadcast, and I'll tell you why I only have 4 hours sleep. Wanted to know if there's anything on your mind this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Because I felt our conversation yesterday about the Marion Star's editorial board and what should they do and what should they not do. I felt that was an interesting question. It all stemmed from an article. You know, I'm never sure how these things work. I know it was posted online on Sunday. It may have been in yesterday's newspaper. But essentially, the article was from the Marion Star editorial board, consisting of, I think, about seven people. And they were just talking about how possibly the city law director had overstepped his bounds by bringing charges against the city auditor and a member of the Republican Party in town. Now, good, we're getting a call here. Let's go to the phone lines, and we'll see what's going on. Go ahead, caller.
You did have a dead spot this morning out around Marca, out on 309.
Oh, a dead spot.
It finally cleared up as I got a little closer to town. It just couldn't hear you.
Well, you know, there are dead spots around. That's just one of those things, unfortunately. But, you know, was it yesterday we had somebody call in who said they normally lose us the further they go down 309, but all of a sudden there was not that trouble anymore.
good.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd let you know we had a dead spot out there because I turned it on as soon as I got the van, and it just wasn't anything there. Charlie was on, and you could just barely hear.
Well, yeah, our volume, I don't know if it was yesterday because of that screeching that got in the line that caused the volume to go all the way down. I don't really know what caused that, but...
Well, maybe that was it.
That could have been it, because it was definitely very dim this morning until about 15 minutes ago.
This would have been about 7:35, 7:40 along in there.
Yeah, that would have been before we were able to pick the volume back up. I did not realize the volume had went down. When we repaired this computer a couple weeks ago, I think it has it must have a self-regulator in it on the sound. And when it heard that squealing last night, it must have knocked the sound way down, which I did not realize had happened. But it's back up to normal sound now.
All
right. Well, thanks for the report.
Yeah. Bye.
All right. And we also want to know if our calls are coming in clear. Now, I listened yesterday, and it sounded like our calls were coming in pretty clear. And that's an important thing because we do a lot of interviews over the telephone. And we do want everything to come in clear. Now, just a little more on this editorial thing, and then we'll move on to something else. Yesterday, the conversation revolved around that editorial, and basically, the point that I was trying to make, it had not, you know, if people feel that the law director overstepped, that's fine. If people feel he did not overstep, that's fine. That's not necessarily the issue that I personally was having with that. The issue that I personally was having was it was a group of people who are considering themselves to be the Marion Star's editorial board. And I just felt that was an interesting subject to pick, an interesting topic to write an editorial about, because it is such a divisive issue right now. And I don't know why the local politics are so divisive. I have never seen a time where it was so uncomfortable. You know, it really must be uncomfortable in some cases at the city council meetings and at the city hall and the county building with people who just are not getting along. And I don't know what has spurred that change. It didn't used to be that way, but apparently it is that way now. Does anybody have any thoughts on why local politics all of a sudden are this way? I don't understand what has caused this. But, you know, I have seen people's tempers and anxieties and just the ability to want to argue with each other go up a whole lot in the last couple years. Maybe since 2018, 2019, I don't know why people are at such odds. I really am not sure. And I think to a degree, and this is certainly not saying that it makes anybody's actions right or wrong, but I think a lot of times the reasons people make the decisions they do are based upon how other people are going to view them. They're so concerned with what somebody might say or what somebody might write or what might go around as a rumor that they really start acting very different. You know, I don't know. We are in this together. If we live in this city, if we live in this county, which I'm assuming most of the listeners of this program do, we are in this together to make this a better city, better county, and it's not all political. There are a lot of things in this county that have nothing to do with politics. We're all in this together, and we've got to get along. We've got to stop arguing with each other. We've got to stop going after each other. We've got to stop that, because if we don't, we will knock ourselves down. I don't know when this whole idea came about that we are out to get other people. Now, of course, it has happened in the past, but to the degree that it has happened in recent times is really starting to get a little embarrassing. That, you know, if anybody gets ahead in this community, it's almost as if there is somebody there right away to criticize them. And all that, you know, how did they get ahead? There must be something funny going on there. So let's go after them. I don't understand that. Why can we not be happy for somebody else's success? You know, if somebody else is succeeding, our community's succeeding. And if we can't handle that, somebody else's personal success, maybe that says something more about ourselves than the other person, which I'm pretty sure it does. But that's just my opinion. That's my editorializing this morning. But again, the phone line is open, 740-383-9944. So if you have any opinions on this or anything else, give us a buzz. And as I say, I might be a little hazy this morning with 4 hours sleep. So you might have to help me along and keep me on track this morning on some of these issues. Do want to let you know that the Adam the Computer Guy show today is on from 2:10 to 3 p.m. And then Voice of a People with Linda Sims is on from 4:10 until 5 p.m. And that is how the programming stacks up today here at WWGH Radio. Now, yesterday was Monday. Kicked off the big week here in April. I love April. I love April and May. I think these are two of the best months that we have all year round. It's the temperatures can vary. I mean, they can really go from the 40s. In late May, you can be up in the 90s. But it's a nice time of year. The sun starts to shine again. The wind starts to blow again. You do have days where you can feel the heat and turn off the heat inside your house. That's very nice. And I think after a long winter, and I think a lot of people felt this was a long winter. I think they felt it was a long winter because of the pandemic, and I also think they felt it was a long winter because we did have snow. We did have days that were very frigid. So I think a lot of that figures in to the happiness that spring is here. Can you believe that the end of the school year is almost here, that Memorial Day is just a little over a month away? That is so hard to believe for me, that this year is flying by at this warp speed. Does anybody else feel that this year is just going by at such a fast speed? 740-383-9944. Now, I'll tell you something interesting. Yesterday, I did talk a little bit yesterday about the donut situation, in which on Sunday, I had bought some donuts for somebody. Was it a dozen? It might have been a dozen donuts. I bought a dozen glazed donuts for somebody, and I gave those, well, I gave most of those donuts to that person. But I got to thinking back about the whole apple butter donut issue that we had here at the station, and how somebody felt that I never gave them a donut. Now see, I know that that's a joke, but I went through that whole story yesterday about the apple butter donut and thinking about giving them one of these glazed donuts to make up for it, and I never heard anything back. So I know that nobody was listening yesterday from that particular group that heard me talking about that. Because every time I talk about something like that, I get feedback. And I got no feedback yesterday on that, so I'm feeling pretty good that my my donut story kind of made it under the radar, which that's a very good thing. As we go along here on this Tuesday morning, mid-April, do you remember when the weather changed about a month ago? And it had been very cold in late February. And when the nice temperatures came in early March, everybody said, uh-oh, it's going to get cold again, it's going to snow again, it's going to be awful again. You know, that never really happened in March. And here we are, almost the middle of April, and it really hasn't happened either. Now, that's a very nice thing. A very, very, very nice thing. Because I think everybody had a very nice Easter, and I think people had a nice spring break. And that's kind of what you want, on the whole, to be honest. Now, what else is on the agenda here this morning? Now, I had a few more things that I wanted to talk about, and let's see if we can get into them here this morning. You know, I had so much stuff I wanted to talk about last week that I really never got to, because we were dealing with sound issues and antenna issues and things of that nature. So maybe I can find something here that I wanted to talk about last week. And we really ended up not being able to get into. Well, you know, in general, how do you think the state is doing right now? You know, every day things are changing somewhat. And we're still in the middle. Well, I guess we're not in the middle. Maybe we're more on the end of this pandemic. Does anybody have an idea of how they think things are going to be when this all wraps up? You know what's surprising? I have heard so many people come up to me and say that this year, during cold and flu season, that for the first time in years, they did not get a cold, they did not get the flu, they did not get a sore throat, they did not have any issues at all, and that they attribute this to wearing those masks. So for the future, they continue to wear the masks, even though I don't think it's so much for them anymore about COVID-19. It just seems to be more about the fact that it worked for them as far as not getting the flu or getting a cold. And I do have to say that every winter, for a long, long time, at some point between October and the beginning of April, I would get a cold or a sore throat or something like that. And this year, that never happened. I never got a cold. I never got a runny nose. I never got a sore throat. I never had any of that. And that is very peculiar to me. Because it makes me think that maybe the reason we do get sick from these things are not bad immune systems or things of that nature. It may just be because we're in public and people breathe when they're in public on each other, and you do catch these illnesses. That's the only thing I can say for the masks at this particular point is there's got to be some correlation with that, and I can speak to that firsthand because I could not tell you the last time I took a cold medicine or an antibiotic or even a cough drop. I have not had any issues with that this year, and we had a fairly cold winter here in Ohio. So I don't know. I have wondered about that. Has anybody else thought about this? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Have you noticed that maybe you have not had the colds that you've had in the past? Maybe you have not had the sore throats that you've had in the past? And what do you chalk it up to? Do you chalk it up to being around less people? Do you chalk it up to wearing the masks? Do you chalk it up to maybe washing your hands more often? I don't know. I really don't know. All I know is that prior to this, you would hear 1,000 reasons as to why you were getting a cold. Well, it's cold and flu season. It's in the air. People hand you money and you end up touching their money and all these things you would hear, but really, all that stuff continued on. The only big change that I saw in the winter of 2020 to 2021 was the wearing of the masks. And I don't know. I kind of think halfway that this did attribute to not getting colds this year. And that's a big thing. But I don't know if I would want to wear a mask for the rest of my life during the winter months just to avoid a cold. I mean, it's nice not to have a cold, but I don't know if that's something... You know, I'm always forgetting the mask because you have to keep it in your pocket or you have to keep it in your car, and I can't tell you how many times I've gotten out of the car and gotten to the door of the store and then realized, uh-oh, forgot the mask in the car, I've got to go back, or going somewhere with somebody and I'm riding in their car and I get in the car and I get halfway to where we're going and I realize that I have to go inside the store and I realize I did not bring my mask with me, which, that's no good. So, you know, the masks certainly can be an inconvenience at times, but I'm pretty certain they have done some good. And I know people feel very strongly about this subject. I know that this riles people up to no degree. You know, we saw all the arguments that went on during election time, and by the time we got to the election finally being over, the presidential election, then it turned on, the subject turned to mask wearing and things of that nature. So, very interesting. Go ahead, caller.
You know, I think just the fact that we washed our hands, I think we kept cleaner.
Did you notice that you got less colds, sore throats this year than ever before?
We get a lot of that kind of stuff, Scott, as a rule. Not really, occasionally, but, and I also don't take flu shots either, so.
Well, you know, I've never gotten the flu shot, but I just, every winter, at some point, it's usually not the flu. I don't know the last time I had the flu, but I will get a runny nose or I'll get that sore throat and I'll have to take, you know, NyQuil or DayQuil or an antibiotic or something. And this year, somewhere about February, I thought, you know, this is odd. I have not had any of that this year. And I never did get it. Now, I'll probably get it tomorrow now, but
no, you won't.
The way it goes, but it never happened, and I don't know if that's a mask thing or not, but I know Linda Sims here, I was talking to Linda about it, and she said, every year I get a cold, but this year I did not.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said before, I'm sure the masks play a large role there, but also washing your hands. Or keeping your hands cleaner. You know, I mean, let's face it, sometimes maybe people do forget to wash their hands or they don't, you know, keep their hands as clean as they should. And then that's kind of an instant way because your hands got them up around your face or whatever. But, I never did really mind wearing the mask other than when it gets very, very hot in the summer and you can't hardly breathe. That's more of a comfort issue.
Have you noticed, though, how divisive this mask issue has become?
Well, you think?
Well, I imagine next Sunday the editorial board at the Star will be doing an article on this.
I love you, Scott.
It'll be in there next Sunday. They'll be drawing conclusions. Well,
okay. Get a hold of myself.
No, because I know how they can be. I've seen their work.
Yes.
You know, and I'll tell you, just one final note on that, because I do want to talk about the masks. But, you know, I think, because I want to make myself clear on this, it really has nothing to do with that story. You know, people draw their own conclusions about, you know, should they have been charged, should that whole issue have happened. You know, that's left up to the courts, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
It's just interesting to me that a news organization, even an editorial board, would pick that as something to comment on. And the other thing that strikes me peculiar about it is, you know, that whole charge was levied on Election Day 2019. And they didn't speak about it until April of 2021, nearly 2 years later.
Well, and if I recall from what I've read, the fact that it wasn't issued until Election Day itself. Now, from what I understand, they feel that if the charge had been issued, now I'm going to the law director in on it. If it had been issued either a week or two beforehand, it really would have had an effect on the outcome of the election. But the actual time it was, probably not as much. Is that what you understood?
Yeah, I mean, I remember that day because we were, I remember that well because we were doing election coverage that night. And I remember, well, on election night, we usually get to the studio about 4 or 5 o'clock, and then we go live at 7. And we usually go have dinner before we come to the studio. And I remember being at a restaurant, and I had pulled out my phone to check and see if there was any news about the election going on. And I remember that was in my email because it was sent out to the media. But most things like that are. So it was not any shock. But I thought, you know, this is like 3 or 4 o'clock in the day on election day. Most people have already voted. And so I did not, I still don't really understand if it was done for nefarious reasons, which is kind of what was laid out.
What was done for nefarious reasons? What the law director did?
That the law director was bringing these charges because he was from a different political party and he did not want this person to win. That's the background scenario that I keep hearing, but the facts do not support that, because, you know, I speak firsthand that story did not get to the local media or any media until 3 or 4 o'clock, possibly even, you know, matter of fact, I think it was even later than that, on election day. You know, people had already been voting more hours than not, and the polls close, I think, at 7:30. So if it was done for political reasons, you think they would have done it the day before?
You think they had the information, Scott? Was the information available to do it earlier than that?
Well, and I think it wasn't, and I think that's why it was probably not politically motivated. Because it's my understanding that the scenario that is being laid out now is that there really was no merit to any of this, and the law director was just doing it for political reasons. Well, if that's true, then he should have just done that weeks before, and that might have helped. But he didn't.
But that's why I'm saying, did he know about what? Were they aware of it until the last minute?
Well, I would think they were, because in the paperwork that was filed, they had interviewed, I think they had interviewed the person who was running for First Ward City Council. I think they had interviewed or tried to interview. I really don't know. But I do remember the paperwork. It was a lengthy piece of paperwork that was sent out that laid out the charges. And I do remember that the First Ward, he didn't end up winning, but the Republican who was running for the First Ward was asked about this. So I don't think it had probably happened that morning, or that charge had been drawn up that afternoon. It didn't seem that way. It seemed like they certainly would have had to have been aware and were doing some due diligence. And I think, a matter of fact, that even and I want to say that I have this right, that I read this right, that the police chief was involved in that the law director went to him and said, we think this happened, and maybe he did the questioning, or somebody from his office did the questioning. So, if your sole purpose in that whole situation was trying to win an election, I would think that you would not wait until 3 hours before the polls close to release that information.
But you must admit it. It really looks like it would be that. It was done for nefarious reasons. It makes it look that way, unfortunately. So why not put this information out when the election was over?
Well, that you know, maybe had he waited till the next day.
Yeah, I think that right there would have proved it wasn't done for that reason. But to me, it's kind of like all history now, and I don't know. And I would like to thank you for changing up your news.
Oh, good. Yeah, what I thought was, we'll move on to a different subject. And what did you make of the comment this morning? Because I found that to be a very, what should I say, from the mayor, a very telling comment.
Well, it's a true comment. I mean, for me personally, I would think you'd have to have your head examined to get into politics. Because over the years, I have been asked to get into it. And I thought, are you kidding me? No way. And that's just my feelings. I couldn't take it. And I cook. I'm in the kitchen a lot. I couldn't take it.
Well, it was interesting to me because, you know, it does seem like there are a lot of hurt feelings. You know, I'm not sure what that is. I've never seen that on a local level. I know people locally have not gotten along, and I know that during election time, sometimes the elbows get a little sharp in campaigns. But this is not election time, and the things we're talking about, and these press releases that get released from political parties here in town, I have not seen that. Now, I don't know where, maybe I've just been living under a rock somewhere, but I've never seen political parties release statements to the degree that I have seen in the last 6 months, and they're very pointed. Now, it's their right to do that. I'm not saying they have no right to do that, but how many times in the last month have we seen a story in the paper about the auditor or about city council or about the $1.28 million or about this particular case? I mean, it almost seems to be nonstop because the story keeps getting fuel added to it. If it was just accusation, verdict, done, that's two stories. But the reason the story keeps going is because people keep adding to it. They release statements. They fire back. They write editorials. That's strange to me. Usually when something's done, you're usually ready to move past it.
Ready to move on and stir something else up.
Right. Go on to the next thing and see how that goes. But
well, you are right. I will admit about the ongoing. But by the same token, and I don't know, I think I've probably made this statement before, but I know I've said this to others when we're talking about, it's like, you know, sometimes when the silent majority decides to, give their opinion, sometimes that does help to stir things up.
Well,
there is something to the silent majority.
Well, have you been surprised at how feelings have been hurt in this? And I know this because they say it to that degree. That, you know, my family was put through awful things, and that, these things were done through political motivation. I really wonder, in Marion, Ohio, what do you really go through, honestly? I mean, I've had people call me names, and, they call you a name, they say what they say, and you move on. I don't know why it's become so, and I think that's what the mayor is saying. I don't want to speak for the mayor, but I think that's what he's saying on that clip today on the news report, is that, people seem to not be able to take criticism. And the two gentlemen he's referring to, I used to cover city council and county commissioners, and those two gentlemen went to both of those meetings, the two county commissioner and the city council, every week. And they made horrible accusations about city council members and county commissioners, and I was there for a lot of those. So, you know, being in the public eye, being a politician, sometimes you are criticized. But I don't remember it being taken so personally back in those days.
Well, and that I think that all depends upon the person, too, you know, because I know people personally that have taken so much, I don't know how they deal with it, you know, and they are certainly still my friends, you know, but I don't know how they deal with it. I would be packing my bags and moving somewhere else, you know, but these people feel strongly, because I also know how strongly these people feel about things, so... It's a different time, Scott. It really is a different time, and I think that's why you're noticing it more.
It could be, and I also think that it's funny, because I have tried to veer away, unless there's a guest on who wants to talk about politics, from talking about politics in general, because it has never really interested me to a high degree. Now, I pay attention. You know, you try to stay informed. You vote because that's important. But, you know, I've never been involved in a rally. I've never went out fundraising. I've never done any of that for politics. And I don't think I've ever had a yard sign in my yard. I don't think ever.
What?
Yeah. So,
what?
I know. So, you know, it's always funny when somebody... Because they have over the years, they'll say, oh, you're affiliated with this party, and you're harder on this group, and so on and so forth. And I think, well, you know, I don't think people know how I vote. And I don't certainly support outwardly anybody, and never have. So it's...
I don't know how anybody remains in the middle of the road.
Well, I'll tell you. You know what?
You're going to get plowed down sooner or later, Scott. If you remain out there in the middle of the road, you're going to get plowed down by everybody.
Well, I'll tell you. It's a funny thing, because I think those instances in which people have decided that I had went one way or another, I think those instances are drawn upon conversations that people hear on the air, where they feel that maybe I've questioned their favorite politician a little too hard. Or that I have had somebody on and not had the other person on. Well, and I will say this, and it's true, and I think everybody would say this 100%, when it comes to this whole auditor situation, I have invited the mayor on, and he has come. I've invited Robert Landon on many times, and it's his prerogative to decline, but he never has come on, and but it's not for lack of trying. So if it looks like I'm only telling one side of the story, I would love to have him on. I would be curious to know what this did to his family. I would be curious to know what his take is on the $1.28 million. I would be interested to know what he thinks of what the mayor has said and what other city council members have said. But we don't get to hear that because he does not... I don't know. You know, I don't want to say he doesn't want to come on, just has not been able to, I guess is what I should say. But he has been invited.
That's true. You don't know. I mean... maybe he just doesn't have the time for that. Maybe he just doesn't want to get into a back and forth about something, you know. Just do your job and to the best of your ability. But it's like anything else. There's going to be, just like this this police, was it a lady that shot somebody with a regular gun instead of a taser? One incident... And that's going to change her life forever. But hopefully, you know, if you're making mistakes or your staff or something has done something incorrectly, you learn from that, just like Scott learned from, you know, going through what he did, that you got to toughen up if you're going to be in the public and be an elected official.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, and I think that when you put yourself out there, people will say awful, awful things.
Yeah.
And but I really wonder, does it bother them? You know, I don't know. I think some people just read it and they wash it under the rug. And I guess maybe for a lot of reasons, Judge Warner is on my mind this week because I know that sentencing is coming. And I believe it's Thursday, is it not, for the 15th?
I thought it was in the 14th.
And maybe the 14th. Maybe, you could be right.
I think it's the 14th.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
And, I know that that is... They, Mr. and Mrs. Warner, must feel very uneasy today.
Mm-hmm.
And it must be very difficult for them. Now, that's a situation I do understand, but
I don't, and I never will understand why they not got in that position, but, well, how do I say this? I don't understand why they perpetuated whatever happened by running away from it. I just never will understand that. Out of just sheer fear, but how do you think you're going to get away from with that?
Well, that's the thing. I think that's the $10 million question in that whole thing.
It always will be.
I get that probably, and this is just a guess because I haven't talked to either one of them, that it probably was the idea. I'm a judge. Possibly, I was just at a party that where alcohol was involved, and now this accident has been caused. Now, that's not right to flee the scene because of that, but that's the only thing I can think of as to why that happened. But even in that, because it's still my understanding that the judge was not driving, I don't know, it would have... I don't even think he would have got a DUI because he was not...
No, that is very true, yeah.
So,
that is very true.
So why that happened, I really do not understand. It's very puzzling, but it makes me go back to this whole idea that we are very concerned what people think about us and what the local paper writes. And, we live in a community, and do we want people to think this, and do we want people to think that? I think that is much more prevalent now than anything else.
Well, I don't know that it's more prevalent now. I think it always has been prevalent, because as long as you just get together with your friends and look at when you sit down and you start talking about things, and as Pat Carroll would say, gossip. I'm not so sure I agree with that, and Lord knows I've certainly done my share of gossiping, but it's putting your hands in front of a warm fire.
And I think people do like to do that, and gossip is what it is, and people can do it, but I guess to my thinking is, I don't know why it affects people to the degree that it does. You know, if somebody calls you a name, if you don't believe that you are that, and you don't believe that you did what they say you're doing, like, for instance, this auditor situation, if he did not believe he did anything wrong, then why does it matter if somebody says he did?
I think there wasn't a whole lot of clear thinking that night.
So that's what puzzles me to a degree is maybe we are a little more ego driven than we used to be.
I don't know. Now there again, I don't know, Scott. I think you just don't. You're just not. You don't have that same. Oh, how do I say this? Things don't seem to bother you as much, and I don't know if that's a normal, natural thing with you, or whether you've just built up this immunity. No wonder you don't get a cold.
Well, to me, honestly, the times that things have been unfavorable to me, my feeling has always been, you know, this is not the end of my life. I mean, I you know, things are just, I'll give you an example. Everything comes to an end, and I look at it that way. You know, if I started in radio at WMRN, and when I started there, you know, this was really the only station in town at that time, and it was a big deal. There were four stations operating out of there at the time. They all had live people working in the building. They had a full sales staff. They had secretaries and office managers, and they were still running that town money saver at that point. And the office was just it was real radio as it used to be. And I had a lot of fun there, and I did a lot of interviews, and I filled in for Jeff in the morning, and I had my own show on Saturdays, and, you know, I did all kinds of things. I worked in the news department, but after 5 years, I was ready to go, and I quit. I did quit. And the people who were there at that time would verify that. A lot of people thought I was fired, because a lot of people get fired from what was Clear Channel at that time. But I was not fired. I just had reached a point where I thought, you know, I think I've done this. I think I've done everything I can do in this particular format. And I left. But most people didn't. Most people stayed until they were told not to come back. And so maybe that's why I look at it different. You know, as I always say with this show, when the issues with the FCC were going on, and should ever, I can't control the FCC, but I know I've had a run of 7 years here. Now, why would I regret that if anything bad did happen? You know, it just doesn't, you know, I just go on to the next thing.
Well, I think possibly the security of being, you're secure enough that you can do that. Not everyone would feel the security of up and quitting.
Well, I knew a few weeks ago when I was in Phil Donahue's apartment, I knew that this was not a normal thing for a radio host in Marion, Ohio. So I have to look at situations like that I've been lucky enough to have and say, because one bad thing happens, that erases every good. You know, the history does not go away. I don't think people are going to forget that, you know, I don't, any more than they forget things that Charlie did or Madge Cooper did or Joe Iommi. You know, people remember certain things about people no matter what happens. So, you know, everybody comes to an end someday.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's the way. Now, you'll have to listen next hour, because I'm going to tell the harrowing experience of why I only had 4 hours sleep.
I hope it's a good story.
Well, I hope so, too. But, you know, on 4 hours, the story might be a little hazy at this point. So we'll see how it goes. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, we'll be back in about 15 minutes.
And Andy Kaufman, lounge singer, Tony Clifton.
It's close to 1 o'clock here, close to 10 o'clock there, and
yeah.
And
well, that's okay. I don't have a gig tonight. So
and you got to make a Letterman.
If I want a drink, what's the problem with you? If I want a drink,
what's no, I have problem? No problem with it, Tony.
No, you got a problem.
I got no problem.
No, you're certain that I shouldn't be drinking this early in the morning.
No, Tony.
What are you, a priest?
No, no, Tony. You drink when you want to drink. You want to drink
you.
At 10 in the morning.
Thank you
drink.
I deserve it. I'm at the age now. I ain't gonna stop that. Doctor said my liver's gone.
Your liver's gone. Please calm down, Tony. That temper of yours.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Look for us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM. And clicking like for exclusive content.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road, Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050. Programs on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are brought to you by Williams Grass Cutters. Telephone number 740-272-0062. Website williamsgrasscutters.com. Facebook page at Williams Grass Cutters. Email w.grasscutters@gmail.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering